The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
My guy Dan-O. A little shout out to Stephen A. Stephen A's on one today. Were you brushing off your shoulders while we were talking?
Yes. I was. I mean, because yes. I'm looking quite dapper today. But I want to say this about Dan Orlovsky. Listen, I love my brother Dan Orlovsky. Yeah. The wife needs to leave him. She needs to leave him for about 2 weeks. I mean, this brother, Kendrick Perkins, this brother's flying his wife and coach with no shame. This is Dan Orlovsky.
Actually, I think it's the opposite, because if you have a great woman like that that's willing to consider to take a coach seat, you might want to stick with her. My wife don't have a problem with Ryan.
I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I get that. Absolutely, she's wonderful. I'm saying because she's so wonderful, you should want to upgrade her and make sure everything for her is first class. Are you saying, Kendrick Perkins, that you would have your wife in coach? Is that what you say?
I'm saying my wife has rolled in coach, and I have offered her my seat, but she said, no, baby, I'll take the exit role.
That's the ones you want to keep. You're in first class, and you have your wife in exit role?
Yeah, listen.
Ready to risk her life for the Patriots.
Hey, here's the thing, Molly. The ones that's going to save you money and the ones that's going to love you for who you are and not for what you could provide for them, that's the ones you keep.
See, y'all switching the narrative. I know you're right. Hold it, time out. I know you're right, Kendrick Perkins. I'm with you, my brother. I'm with you. But what I'm saying is because she's that kind of woman, that kind of fabulous, phenomenal woman, that should incentivize you to want to treat her first class because you know she doesn't require it. So I get back to my question. Are you saying on national television that you are like Dan Orlovsky? Well, he ain't in first class because he's too damn cheap. But you would actually be in first class and leave the wife in the exit row and coach?
Well, listen, I didn't offer it, and she said, no, you take the first class, and I sat there, and it's okay.
Oh, my.
You know why I'll say that's really, really sweet? Because obviously you're like 7 feet tall. She just wanted her husband to be comfortable, and she took one for the team. That is very sweet. Yeah, that's a good woman. Look how big he is.
We're not questioning the woman. We're questioning him and Dan Orlovsky.
Producer in my ear saying, get to the question. All right, so we'll continue this conversation in the commercial break.
I raised him better than this. I raised him and Dan better than this. I can't believe this. Go ahead, Molly. Go.
We need to get an airline sponsor. James Harden, the Sixer, has been underwhelming. The former MVP is averaging just over 18 points and just over 9 assists per game while shooting 40.2% from the field. In fairness, he has been playing without Joel Embiid in the series. The Beard is one of 11 active NBA players who made the almighty top 75 players of all time. Harden ranked number 50 on the top 75 list by a panel of ESPN NBA experts. His former teammates, Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, Chris Paul, also on that list. So, Stephen A., here is the question to you. Should James Harden be a top 75 player?
Not if we're taking this year into consideration. Listen, I had him on my list. I have him on my list. And I'm not going to take him off because your resume is what matters. Not one season doesn't make the career of James Harden, who's been one of the most electrifying offensive players we have ever seen. But I would remind you, Kendrick Perkins, when we were assembling that number 75 list, I don't remember if you had a vote or not. I know I did. Wilbon did. I don't know whether you did or not. Did you have a vote?
I did.
Okay. Well, I struggled with the Vince Carters of the world and stuff like that. I'm like, these guys are knocking on the door. You know, there were some beautiful big-time names that we had to leave off that top 75. And so when you take into account what we're seeing right now, that would be, I mean, it's tough. Now, I'm not going to let one season mess up the resume of James Harden, but the guy that can't get off 20 shots a game, the guy that hasn't put 25 points on the board for the last 14 or 15 games, the guy that appears to have lost a step, and I think he'll be back next year, by the way. I think that James Harden's going to get in shape. He's going to lose some weight. He's going to come back big time next year. I believe in the brother. But it's that close with so many different names. I don't know, man. That's just honest. I'm just being honest.
And see, that's the senior citizen in you, because you never want to go.
Wow.
Because you never want to go to the guys that was dribbling the ball like this. You never want to talk about them. You know what I'm saying? That's in the top 75 list. You know who I'm talking about. Yeah. You know, when you remember the old school guys that had to dribble up the floor to act like they didn't have a left hand patting the ball like this. So I don't have to name names. Here's the thing about James Harden, all right? Let's not get it twisted. The man changed the game of basketball. Anytime you have to imply or put in rules because of a certain player and the way that he changed officiating, the way that he was able to get to the free throw line, look, James Harden is a top 75 player. Hell, he might even be a top 50 player. See, the thing that James Harden has under his belt that we cannot take for granted when we're making that top 75 list is the MVP trophy. And that's what I went by. A lot of my votes, a lot of the times that I made my top 75 list, I said, oh, he won the MVP. Oh, he was a multiple time MVP. How can I possibly leave him off? We're talking about one of the most polarizing figures for scoring, getting to the basket, getting to the free throw line at the shooting guard position that this game has even seen. We know about Jordan. We know about Kobe. We know about D-Wade. But after that, James Harden is in that next tier. So listen, I don't even think this should even be a discussion whether or not he should go. No, I'm just telling you.
I'm going to be honest with you, Kendra Perkins. You're probably right, bro. You're probably right. I'm not. Sister, you're probably right. All I'm saying is that I'm reflecting to when I was sitting there conducting the list and putting my list together. And a multitude of people that I was on the phone with going back and forth about various names, who should be left on, who should be left off. And it was so close. And you're talking about anywhere from 7 to 10 names that you're struggling, should they be? Yeah. And you're going back and forth. And you know this because we on the phone together. We talking to the Wilbons. We talking to Hall of Famers. Yeah. We talking to current NBA players. We going through all of this stuff because it was that hard to really compile the list. So when I'm looking at him right now, and I'm saying, damn, do you hold this against him? Do you just, you know, say it's just one season, he'll be back? What do you do? And so when they asked the subject, I said, here's where I'm at right now, but I could easily change my mind on this because I'm a man of the people. You know, you got a point. You got a point. You understand? Because you know, I mean, listen, if you're gonna run for president one day, I mean, this is how you got to be. You got to be open. modifying your thinking to some degree. But I'm a man of the people, so that's what I do.
But I will say this: doing that top 75 all-time list was the hardest list to ever do in my life.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It took me 1 week to do that list, to put them names in there. Because it's so many times you want to cross out people. And I understand it's hard, and you don't want to disrespect the other players that had great careers. Right. You don't want to leave them off.
It took me 3 weeks, and I changed the list 7 times. Mm. 7 times because I struggled that much with several names on there. And I was like, damn, you know. And then even when I turned in the list, I'm like, oh, man. You know, this guy, that guy. And you just bring a lot of things into the equation to measure who should be in that top list right now. And so I'm looking at Harden. You're probably right. It's just that I had to be honest about me sitting back right now and looking at what's transpiring and saying, what the hell going on here, you know, compared to the people that I had on the list. And that's all, but I'm willing to concede, you're probably right. You're probably right on this. I can't be strong on this particular subject because I probably agree with you when all is said and done.
I mean, and James Harden is at the tail end of his career, in my opinion. Like, he's at the tail end of his prime. It's very seldom that we're going to see a CP3 or LeBron James, right? Just think about it. Playing at an extremely high level for 2 straight decades. We're probably not going to see that again.
He probably needs to consult with CP3, find out about that diet. find out about that no gluten, I mean, the gluten-free diet, the plant-based. I mean, James Harden might need to talk to CP3 about that.
I mean, he's not the only one. I probably need to holler at CP3, too.
Oh, wait a minute. I thought you lost some weight.
I did, but I might want to get a little, I'm still finding other ways.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, Perk, it's great for inflammation in the body, but sometimes you do, it's hard to get the protein to keep the muscle.
Listen to you. The protein is hard to get the protein.
No, I'm curious. I've done plant-based before. If you want to, like, keep shape, I don't know, that's, everyone has a different body type.
How about that?
Okay.
But I'm just saying, you know, you did say you was losing, you had already lost weight. So what I'm saying is, since you said you already lost the weight, I mean, what's the problem? Why you can't just keep doing what you doing?
Because maybe I want to switch it up.
Yeah. Why? Shock the system.
Son ain't broke, don't fix it, baby. Son ain't broke, don't fix it.
We all can't look as good as Stephen A. I mean,
brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. Earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every day, and you can use those miles on any travel purchase. Plus, earn unlimited 5X miles on hotels and rental cars booked through Capital One Travel. Your next trip is closer than you think with the Venture Card from Capital One. Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
The Dubs back in the mix for a title after a KD-less lull. Steph Curry's looking for that fourth ring. He's no doubt the greatest shooter of all time. And to many, but because of some discrepancy between his regular season play and postseason play, some have questions about where his legacy truly stands. Some, not me. Hey, Perk. I got a question for you. I didn't think I'd be asking this, but does Curry need another title to solidify his legacy? I did not come up with this question. I just want everyone.
Well, Molly, let me say this. It's not the title, okay? It's the title along with the Finals MVP. And let me tell you why. When I look at, man, if you don't fix your body language when I'm talking to you, all right? All that leaning back and rocking back, I already can't see your hairline.
You got the nerve. You got it from me.
I'm just saying.
You do it to people all the time.
I already can't see your hairline, but when you lean back, I definitely can't see it.
We going in.
So listen. Here's the thing. I don't want people to, you know, get out of shape, bent and out of shape. Everybody keep a cool booty, okay? We just talked about the top 75 list, all right? We just talked about that, right, Stephen A? Yeah. Think about this for a second. My top 75 list, I actually did it in order on how I feel guys rank, 1 through 75. And in my order, Steph Curry was number 12 on my list. Number 12 on my list, which is pretty high. I'm saying, in my opinion, if Steph Curry wants to crack in that top 10 category of greats of all time, the one thing that those top 10 players have is a Finals MVP. And all I'm saying is, if he want to move from being in the top 15 greatest of all time to the top 10 player of all time, he has to get that Finals MVP trophy under his belt.
I respectfully disagree. I would like everybody to know a couple of things. Some you are aware of, some you may not be aware of. Kendrick Perkins, I'm not talking to you. Even though I'm talking to you, I'm really talking to the audience right there when I'm about to say what I'm about to say. I know you know this stuff already. Steph Curry is a three-time champion, a two-time league MVP, one who went to five straight NBA finals and has a career 26.4 point per game scoring average.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, in the playoffs. For his career, he's averaging 24 on 47% shooting and 42.8% shooting from three-point range. He is the greatest shooter God has ever created. No one doubts that. You have people who hit spot-up shots. You have people who hit some shots off the run. You have people who find their favorite spots to shoot from on the floor. Steph Curry has no range limit. He has no specific spot on the court from which he cannot shoot. Right. And it is breaking news when the brother misses a free throw, which he's missed a couple as of late. This is who he is. And when he didn't win a Finals MVP, one could argue he may have deserved it the year Andre Iguodala got it. One would argue the other two times it's because he's playing with maybe one of the greatest players, undisputably one of the greatest players who ever played in the history of the game, which was Kevin Durant. So it's like, if this is Steph without a Kevin Durant, and you go to all of these finals and you never capture an MVP, I remember one year we were debating whether it was going to be Steph or KD. Not the first MVP, I believe. It was the second MVP in the finals that KD got. We were debating whether or not that was going to go to Steph. All of these things taken into consideration. When you are a guy, and he's not miniature like Chris Paul, he's not miniature like Isaiah Thomas was or Allen Iverson was, he's a legit 6'3", okay? But still relatively undersized. When you are recognized as the greatest in any category, and in his case, it would be the greatest shooter ever, I think that's enough. The fact that you're a champion, that you aren't a weak link for your team, that you didn't fall off the map once the postseason arrived, and on top of it all, you're recognized as the greatest shooter who ever lived, I think that's enough. And I don't think he needs an MVP in the finals to solidify that.
Let me ask you something. Is he in your top 10 right now?
Top 10 as an all-time player?
Yes.
It's debatable.
But that's what I'm saying. If he captured a finals MVP, Stephen A., it's not debatable no more. Because now you could. I know about that. And I'm saying it's nothing that he hasn't accomplished if he goes and get that. What's the one thing we talk about with Giannis Antetokounmpo when we come on here and preach about their young brother and what he has done in his short stint? Is not one award that he hasn't achieved. Well, not one. And I'm not even talking about the Defensive Player of the Year award. Mm-hmm. I'm just talking about that finals MVP just have a different separation. And I'm not sitting up here saying Steph Curry is not an all-time great, Stephen A. I said he's number 12.
I understand
he's
that. At the door. I'm not talking to you like you're insulting him, bro. I'm not saying that. I know you're not doing that. What I'm saying is we got a guy like Isaiah Thomas, who's one of the greatest point guards who ever lived and was an NBA Finals MVP. We ain't talking about him top 10 all-time. Allen Iverson does not have a championship. But we talk about him with such a level of reverence because even despite not being a champion, he's one of the greatest warriors the game has ever seen to be undersized and to play in Atlanta Giants. All I'm saying is this notion that you have to get a finals MVP. There are other people who are deprived of elements in their career, and we still hold their legacy firm because we know what they were. Right, that's Steph Curry.
And I understand that, and no one is knocking that. At the end of the day, we know that Isaiah Thomas is an all-time great. Is he in my top 10? No. We know that Allen Iverson is an all-time great. Is Allen Iverson
but
in my top 10?
But you're getting specific with the top 10. The question was about legacy. It wasn't about top 10.
I know that, but what I'm saying to you is my top 10 has to do with his legacy. They're tied together. I'm saying that if he want to be considered, in my opinion, a top 10 player of all time, I'm looking at that finals MVP, and that's why he's knocking at the door
I guess what I'm saying to you is when you're talking about the top 10, that's a different question. I was addressing the question, does Curry need another title to solidify his legacy?
No.
And his legacy, he doesn't need it.
No,
his legacy
His legacy is, I'm just talking about him actually enhancing his legacy of actually cracking into that top 10.
All right.
Where it's undisputed.
Okay.
When you look at Steph Curry, it's no debate. He's the top 10 great of all time. And he's knocking at the door. All I'm saying is, and I hope, listen, Stephen A., I hope he get the finals MVP so that he can, in my opinion, enter that conversation.
Do you think he will get back to the finals?
I think it's a strong possibility. I don't have them picked. But one thing I won't do, Molly, is go against Steph Curry, a guy that changed the game of basketball.
I will tell you this. May I say this?
What?
Can I say this? I think the Warriors are going to win two titles in the next 3 years. When you talk about Wiseman coming back, when you talk about Kuminga developing, Poole not going anywhere.
Would you stop with Wiseman?
All right, listen. Forget Wiseman. Any big dude that can give them 15 to 20 minutes and six fouls, that's all they need. They don't need anything else.
I tell you one thing. Look, and I don't want to jump off a subject, but I know it's not here right now at the moment. But the Clippers coming back healthy, the Clippers going to be the best team in basketball next year.
You talk about Kawhi Leonard being healthy. Good luck with that. Good luck with that. I believe that when I see it. You talking about Kawhi Leonard being healthy? That's a different subject for another day. I don't know.
A two-time finals MVP?
No. I didn't question. I didn't say his skill set. I questioned nothing about Kawhi Leonard's skill. I said, you talk about Kawhi Leonard being healthy. I believe that when I see it. That's what I said. Because that's another brother that's been perpetually injured for the last several years.
Well, at one time he rolled the ankle. That was that freak accident.
He didn't listen. Look at the numbers.
Yeah.
Look at the numbers. I'm not questioning
Steph Curry's legacy. Again, for those people out there who only want to take content the way that they're taking it, I'm saying on my list, Steph Curry is number – I don't care. You know I don't care. Look, Steph Curry is number 12. All I'm saying is for him to get in that top 10, I just believe he needs that finals MVP.
Let me break this down. He could win a finals MVP. And there's still going to be people that have the questions about his legacy.
Not me.
I understand that. But you know that because they're going to look at the greatest players of all time. They're going to think about the Kobes, the LeBrons, the KDs, you know, Michael Jordan, Bird, Magic, and everybody else. Yeah. And they're going to still say no, even if Curry does win a finals MVP. So to me, like I said, his legacy is etched. There's nothing to say. He is what he is.
I agree.
All right, let's leave it there.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code FIRSTTAKE and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. This U.S. promotional offer not available in D.C., Mississippi, North Carolina, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 for New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. For West Virginia, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. First bet offer for new customers only. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
To the NBA, the reigning champs are all tied up in their series with the Celtics, but the finals MVP had a little trouble offensively. Giannis has been moving the ball well, but Boston's defense has limited the Freak to 9 for 25 shooting in Game 1 and 11 for 27 in Game 2. Not the usual numbers we're accustomed to seeing from him. Perk, tell me this. Can the Celtics defense keep Giannis from dominating the series?
Yes, they can, Molly. Yes, they can. Look, when you look at the Celtics' front line, and you look at their wing position with the athleticism, the length, the heart, the tenacity that they take from Ime Udoka, and they go out there and display it on the floor, Giannis Antetokounmpo is going to struggle. Now, I don't believe that he's going to get punked because Giannis is a guy that's, you know, he's going to keep coming at you. He's going to keep attacking. Good or bad, he's never going to stop or never quit playing hard. But at the end of the day, when you look at this Celtic defense, when you look at Big Al Horford, who has been one of the most underrated defenders in this postseason, when you look at that little bull coming off the bench and Grant Williams, who's not backing down from nobody, Giannis Antetokounmpo got his hands full, and I don't see him snapping out of it anytime soon.
I got a lot of love for your position because I got a lot of love for Grant Williams. I got a lot of love for Al Horford because he's playing better than I ever expected him to. And he's been a welcome addition. His veteran leadership and what he does for you defensively on that front line is underappreciated, Kendrick Perkins. You're absolutely right about that. But here's why I respectfully disagree with your position about Giannis. I don't believe that the Boston Celtics, at least in the games in Milwaukee, are going to shoot the ball as effectively as they did in Game 2. Long shots, long rebounds, open court opportunities for Giannis. He's going to make layups / dunks, or he's going to get to the free throw line. Now, he's only shooting, like, shot 54% in Game 1, 55% in Game 2. So I get that. And that might work to the Celtics' benefit. I'm not saying that's going to lead to them losing this series. I still got them winning this series in 7 games, even though Milwaukee gave me cause to pause when they were playing big boy basketball in game one. I'm just saying I think in the process of watching Milwaukee lose, I don't think it's going to be because Giannis has been neutralized. I think it's going to be because those pieces around him, Boston found a way to negate to some degree. And they're not going to be as effective as they were in game one. It's going to be more like they were in game two. I think Giannis is going to be ultra aggressive. I think as a result, he's going to get his shots. He's going to get his opportunities. He's going to get his points. And you got to watch the amount of fouls, particularly when they're in Milwaukee, that are going to get called against Boston. So it's going to be up and down. Don't get me wrong. There's going to be some games where you're absolutely right. But I think there's going to be about a couple of more games where Giannis goes ballistic. That's how I view this.
Well, look, I'm looking at it right now, Stephen A. Okay. Giannis in game one went 9-for-25, okay?
That is correct. That's correct.
In game two, he went 11-for-26. We haven't seen Giannis Antetokounmpo not be efficient. We haven't seen Giannis Antetokounmpo struggle like this at field goal attempts when majority of the time he's bullying his way to get into the paint. What I'm telling you right now is that them guys from the Bean Town, they're not going. They don't care. They're not backing down from Giannis Antetokounmpo. And it's no disrespect to Giannis, but what I saw in game two was I saw a reflection of a team that the coach has their attention.
That's the right way
that they came out with their intensity, the way that Ime Udoka is speaking out in the public saying we're not ducking and dodging nobody, we coming straight through whoever, we're going to have to play whoever eventually. And then I go out and I see Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown play with that fire. I see Grant Williams getting into Giannis Antetokounmpo, body him up. I see Al Horford quietly getting physical down there and doing what he has to do. And they didn't even have their defensive player of the year, Marcus Smart. Yeah. Here's why I say they're going to be able to keep Giannis from dominating. Without the Bucks having Chris Middleton, now you're able to put even more attention on Giannis Antetokounmpo. Now, all of a sudden, that late game 3-5 pick and roll that they usually play down the stretch, that's missing because you have to pick your poison. So now, all of a sudden, you key in, you take those driving gaps, you're showing help. All of a sudden, Giannis can't get to the rack like he's accustomed to getting to.
I'm not denying any of that. I'm conceding that that has happened. What I'm saying to you is it going to last? And my response to that is no, not throughout the series. I got at least a couple of games where Giannis is going to get off. I know that that wasn't the case in games one and two. Easily concede that. I think it'll happen again in two more games where Boston will ultimately win this series. But I do believe there's going to be a couple of games where that Giannis Antetokounmpo that you're accustomed to seeing, that you're accustomed to praising his dominance, that you talk about no matter what smoke is brought his way, he answers the call. Mm-hmm. I think for at least a couple of games, we're going to see that from him. And it'll be enough for this series to go to a seventh game. I don't believe they're going to be able to do this to Giannis the entire series in terms of his inefficiency. I don't believe that's going
to
last.
Well, look, I agree with you to a certain extent that, listen, Giannis is probably going to have one dominant game. But remember this. You remember when the Brooklyn Nets and the Celtics played in the first round? And you remember after game one, I came on here and I told you, I said, Kevin Durant got punked. And you said, what? Are you telling me KD got punked? And then you remember you said, oh, he's going to go out there. He's going to have 50. He didn't do that in game two. I'm just telling you, Stephen A., this Celtic team, this physicality of this front line is the reason that they're the number one defensive team in the NBA. And I'm here to tell you, if they stay healthy, they're not going anywhere. And I don't disagree. Giannis may have one game, but he's not going to dominate enough for them to win this series.
And I'm saying to you, I think it's going to be two games, enough for this to go to a seventh game, and Boston will seal the deal. But I think
so. You think Boston's winning?
I think Boston's winning this series
and
in seven games.
But I believe
Boston has to hit perimeter shots in order to do it, because I think offensively they don't have much to offer on the interior. They need to rely on their thoroughbreds to bring home, and I think that Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum and those boys will pull it off.
Real quick, Molly, Stephen A., guess what? This is how, much matchups matter in the playoffs. I strongly believe, just say if Giannis takes over this series and the Bucks win this series against the Celtics, I believe if they go on to play the Miami Heat, they will lose. But I think if the Boston Celtics win this series, which I got them winning in seven, if they was to play the Miami Heat, they would beat the Miami Heat.
Well, let me say this to you. I got the Boston Celtics going to the finals.
I got them winning it all.
What?
You got to win it at all.
What?
Yeah.
Breaking news. Get it on the ticker. Back it up.
Whoa. You have them beating, let me be very clear, the Phoenix Suns or the Golden State, because I think that Golden State's going to beat Memphis, okay? And I'm picking the Golden State Warriors coming away. You think whether it's Phoenix or Golden State or Memphis, because that was your pick, you think the Boston Celtics are beating any of those guys?
Stephen A, I said it on NBA Today, and I'm glad
you know, Molly Shaw.
Yeah, I said it on NBA Today like 2 weeks ago that I'm riding with the Celtics
to win. Sorry, you missed the
one episode. No. That the Boston Celtics. you can't miss must-see TV, Molly. Listen, that the Boston Celtics, I'm riding with them to win it all. This is not breaking news. I said it all.
Well, I will remind you that I do recall you initially talking about it was going to be Philly. Was that not you?
No, he had Milwaukee, actually.
I had Milwaukee at first, and then I switched right in the Yeah.
So you didn't talk about Harden and Embiid?
I talked about them. He said they could have been the most dynamic duo.
I never said
I was picking with them. Yeah. Nice try, though.
Okay.
Nice try.
I just asked a question.
Hey, Big Perk, don't call me out for not listening again, because I had those picks right.
You did. You actually do. Listen to somebody on the show.
If we're going to sit around and brag about ourselves, I am an incredible listener.
And you listen.
Everyone at home knows.
You listen when you want to get on a brother, but when with a brother right, you don't recall those. You throw me to the wolves. You got women like Monica and Kimberly and everybody. Even the wonderful Mina Kimes, you got her against me. You got all the women against me, okay? And you instigate stuff with Perk and me or Lopsky and everything. Ladies and gentlemen, Molly has victimized me, Kendrick, because she's victimized.
Oh, my God. Everyone wants to be a victim. I just want everybody to know that.
I mean, she tried to shadow my company.
Cool.
That's the real reason I brag on myself, because if I don't, she's like one of my sisters, one of my four older sisters that tries to bring me down to earth all the time and tries to take my...
You need that balance.
My boy Jeff said, all of that stuff is supposed to be good for the spirit. Yeah. I'm wondering if Molly is good for the spirit.
Oh, my God. I'm a great listener, and I'm a great teammate. I build people up, and you know this.
Hold on. I can't.
Have a bunch of people around you, and don't get better in life.
Hey, Molly Karam here, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. We all know breakfast is part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any, and you know what happens. You grab a cup of coffee, you skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, even waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Come on. Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Breaking news into First Take this morning. Joel Embiid has cleared concussion protocols.
Perk, what's up? Game three in Philly, cleared.
Should he play?
I mean, that's fine. I got the same inside sources that you have. I knew he probably was going to play tonight. I'm still standing on what I believe in. I think that they should shut him down for the season. Let me explain to you. Joel Embiid, being in the concussion protocol, that tells me he haven't touched the basketball in how long?
A week?
Let me tell you something. See that face you make lets me further know and lets me have to teach you. Yeah, lets me have
to teach
it makes me have to teach you that in a week You can lose a lot in a week, man. Mm-hmm. In a week of in the game of basketball, in 1 week being sidelined,
it doesn't matter what he's lost. He ain't. Let me ask you this question. You can lean back all you want to. Let me ask you. First of all, let me show you the hypocrite. Let me show you the hypocrite Kendrick Perkins is. So he can lean back, but I can't lean back. He can sit up there and call Fat Joe and be like, "I'm leaning back," but I can't lean back. All right, that's how Kendrick Perkins roll. All right, but that's neither here nor there. Let me ask you something, Kendrick Perkins. Joel Embiid on one leg with a limp, okay, and a messed up eye and a thumb.
Not a limp.
Ain't he a better option than DeAndre Jordan and the other dude they got there whose name I forgot?
Paul Reed.
I'll be damned if I remembered his name. I'll be damned. I'm not knocking you, Paul Reed. I just didn't know, bro. I just forgot. I'm sorry. Joel Embiid at 50%, is it a better option than those two? Yes or no?
He is, but let me ask you a question. Who you got picked winning this game tonight if he do play?
Excuse me. My attitude is I got Miami winning the series, Philly winning the night if he plays, okay. Philly losing the night if he doesn't.
I want Monica.
That's what I have.
Monica, where are you on this? Do you think he should play? Who's winning? All that good stuff.
I do think he should play. I think Miami will win the series. I don't know if Joel makes them win tonight, but if he can play in the series, I think maybe he gets the next one.
It's all right, girl. It's all right to sit up here and say, Stephen A, I agree with Stephen A. I mean, it's really the most popular thing.
No, you said they're winning tonight.
I don't know. She really agrees with me. She's just being hesitant because she's next to you. She knows that this is their best shot to win. They lose tonight, they're getting swept.
Now, listen, in my position on this camera, it is, well, and when it was a three shot, that's exactly where I stand because I understand where you're coming from, Perk, but this is the he has to play. He has to play. I don't know that I agree that if they don't win tonight, they get swept. If he can go and maybe tonight he is allowed to get a good lather going and has a better feel and can continue to play and plays in game four, maybe they steal that one. I do understand your logic, Kirk, but this is the opportunity. He got
to
go.
Let me tell you something. The reason that you want him to play is that you want not only a good series, but you think that Joel Embiid coming back could actually help the Philadelphia win this series, the 76ers win this series, right? I get all that. It would have been a difference if some kind of way the Philadelphia 76ers could have stole one on the road. But then being down 2-0, to me, I just think it's a far-fetched for Joel Embiid to come back and be the savior at this point.
Well, what will it do for James Harden then?
It'll help him. I mean, you're going to have somebody there to get the ball to, right? But let me also say this. I would say this in defense of Monica's position, that they could potentially lose game three, but that doesn't mean they would lose game four. Here's why. If there is a team with an incentive not to get swept, it would be the Philadelphia 76ers, because not getting swept means you go back down to Miami. It's not a bad thing.
We should have known.
That's not a bad thing, Kendrick Perkins. That's not a bad thing.
Stephen A.
Not a bad thing to get back down.
That's not a bad thing.
I mean, the more they win, the more they win, the more free trips they get to go down there without having to spend their per diem. They don't have to spend their per diem, Kendrick Perkins. They don't have to spend their own money. They can use the per diem. You see what I'm saying?
They get the free trips
down to Miami.
All I want to know is, because we don't have an opportunity to do First Take tomorrow because it's the weekend, on Monday, can we please bring back Monica McNutt so I could look at you, Molly, and Monica McNutt and say, okay, well, now, what did that prove?
Kendrick, did you hear her?
You see how big
Monica got? You hear what she said to you, Kendrick? She said this to you. I got to check my schedule.
Listen.
I got to check my schedule.
Y'all know I'm hustling.
She rolling like that now. Monica, I got to check my schedule.
I'm going to join y'all from the crib for a second.
From the crib, Kendrick. KP from the crib. She going to join us from the crib.
Don't you have a phone call in your house? You can do TV from
that ain't proof.
Office.
If that ain't proof, she been contaminated by Molly Karen.
You have totally rubbed off. Matter of fact, let me look at my
phone. You do.
Go ahead, girl. Lean a little bit to the left. There you go. You see what I'm saying? what I'm saying? That's you how you do it, KT. You see? That's the kind of effect being on First Take has on a sister. You understand?
Oh, my God.
She know. She know. That's all I'm saying. Listen, the bottom line is this. The brother got to play. The brother got to play. I don't want to hear nothing about no thumb. I don't want to hear nothing about I can put a face mask on. Call it a day, because you a better option than DeAndre Jordan and Mr. Paul Reed.
There you go.
Yes, you are, okay? And there's always the incentive. If you win, mm-hmm. you get to go back to Miami. You get to go back to Miami. It's important.
Stupid. More than that.
It's important.
If you win, you are a hero.
Go to Miami whenever they want.
It's important. Right. Tim Donovan. You know, Rob Wilson. You know, Pat Riley. Your brother's on the way down, y'all. He on the way down. Take your time. I'm coming. Reservations already made. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Stephen A., you riding first class or you pulling out the PJ?
No, I'm not. Well, I mean, you
first
know,
class.
It's first class.
First class. I mean, it's like a 2-hour flight.
PJ's kind of expensive. It's kind of
extremely special occasion.
This is a Friday show if
it's
I ever participated in it.
It is. It's a feel.
I'm not Dan Orlovsky,
Friday.
But I am somewhat frugal.
Oh, sorry. Hey, I'm Molly Karam, and thanks so much for listening to the First Take podcast. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Happy birthday to the point god himself. Chris Paul turned 37 today. Happy B-Day. One of the all-time great point guards still playing at a high level and has his sons up 2-0 in their series. Stephen A., what would you get CP3 for his birthday?
Height!
Oh.
Let me tell you why. Because if CP3 was 6'4", 6'5", he'd be top 10 all time.
I can see that.
That's why.
Yeah. But would he also be CP3?
He's that because his mind is brilliant. His basketball mind is brilliant.
All right, Monica, what would you get him?
But he has even said candidly part of his game is because of his height. I would get him a bionic hand, and I would protect him and his entire roster from injury the rest of the way.
Okay.
I would
Kirk?
I would, first of all, let me shout out to my 2003 fellow McDonald's All-American.
CP3,
happy birthday. Yeah, we was in the same class, Molly. But listen.
Okay.
I would give CP3 hops. I would give him hops.
Huh.
Can you imagine him with hops? Forget height. Hops.
Oh, my God.
That he could explode like Russell Westbrook hops.
I don't leave him just as he is.
I was going to say like a 2-week vacation in the Mediterranean, one with his wife, one with his wife and kids, and you guys are like,
that's you.
We're talking about he wants a championship.
That's you. See, that's you being selfish. That's you being selfish. You're thinking about his leisure. We think about championship.
Championship.
Only you would say that.
Happy WNBA.
Happy birthday, Chris.
Happy birthday, bro.